Senator Kirk, thank you very much for making the time today.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Now, gun violence was a pretty big theme in President Obama's speech last night, particularly gun violence in Chicago. You've been key in trying to negotiate new gun laws in the Senate. What can we realistically expect out of your efforts?
I'm trying to be very Midwestern about this. You know, practical changes that actually change law, that actually save lives. I met with the Pendleton family recently and thought about Hadia, our loss of Hadia, the 15-year-old that the president focused attention on, how sad it was. And I told the family that she was our silver lining child. And I asked them for the honor to name our reforms in honor of Hadia. And they said yes, which was a good thing, which will help us pass this bipartisan legislation.
We've heard that expanded background checks are part of the discussions, maybe not so much bans on assault weapons. What specifically is on the table right now?
I will tell you, the assault weapon ban is the harder lift. And I am working with California Senator Dianne Feinstein on that point. And so what I think the one that is most likely is background checks that we could probably get through the Congress this time. Definitely with a White House signature, and I think we got strong backing from the president and the vice president on that.
Senator, you mentioned the murder of Hadia Pendleton a moment ago. It seemed like things got pretty emotional in the chamber last night when President Obama was calling on leaders to, as he repeatedly said, bring these bills up for a vote. Despite the rhetoric, despite the emotion last night, do you think that will actually happen?
I'll get a little emotional here, and I talked to the Pendleton family and asked them, was it the gangster disciples that actually probably pulled the trigger? And they said, yes, it is time to crush the gangster disciples as an organization in Chicago. I think we should have federal, state, and local law enforcement arrest all those guys because we are way too far ahead in gun violence because of those, you know, chuckleheads. Let's lock him up.
I want to move briefly to Illinois politics now. As I'm sure you've heard, the head of the state Republican Party, Pat Brady, has come under quite a bit of fire lately for speaking out in favor of same-sex marriage that's now being debated in the legislature. You've said that you continue to support him, even as other party bosses are calling for his head.
I absolutely back him.
But on the issue, Senator, do you support same-sex marriage?
In the past, I have backed a reform to the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and I am backing a bill called ENDA to make it illegal to discriminate against gay couples in the workplace.
But on the issue of full same-sex marriage in Illinois, is that something you support?
You know, I have felt that that is no reason to change the head of the Republican Party.
Senator, before we end, I want to talk a little bit about your health. Now, I know in the past you've been known for being a really high-energy guy, and I know that since your stroke, you've slowed down a little bit. You have some trouble moving, I think, your left side. How has it been for you, you know, trying to keep up the frenetic pace of being a United States senator?
It's actually the joy of my life to serve the country in the United States Navy and the U.S. Senate. I will tell you, we had a funny moment yesterday with Tammy Duckworth. You know, we were both sitting next to each other, and we are both aware appliances, and she...
When you say appliances, you mean prosthetics?
It's what I wear for stroke victims. You wear a thing called an AFO that prevents your foot from curling in, and so, you know, given our military backgrounds, we both picked the same army camo pattern for our appliances. So at some point, we're going to have to have a leg show to see that we both picked appliances that looked almost exactly alike.
My last question for you, I would be remiss if I didn't ask, Senator, is you had a moment with President Barack Obama when I believe you shared what the kids might call a fist bump. And you had a brief exchange of words, and I'm wondering what you said to one another in that moment there.
We had one of those rare, like, 2 seconds where he said, "You look good," and I thought of the old Ricardo Montalban where he said, "It is better to look good than to be good." And I just, oh, God, I got that going for me. And I thought to myself, Here I got a chance to do the famous Obama fist bump with the guy who has made it ubiquitous across the country. And I was very pleased when some press outlets said, best fist bump ever. And so it was kind of nice getting that accolade. And, you know, these are small things that add up to the bipartisan cooperation necessary to get this place running.